Can you imagine having this burden on your shoulders while you're trying to be president of the United States with all that comes with that?
You know what? When I do have sex, it's going to be perfect and without consequences.
On planet Earth, you're not finished.
From Bashar's perspective, I mean, he is the one that the Russians and the Iranians have chosen. He even thinks that he's the one that the Americans and the Europeans have chosen, almost de facto, because...
You must admit it worked beautifully, didn't it?
Yes, I think it did. What makes you think I didn't read the last page?
Well, if you'd read the last page...
We love you. We love our grandkids.
On the mainstream health
stuff, we feel like we're enablers, but we should continue.
Dear Cashable GIC, it has a 2.5% interest rate at maturity and no penalty for cashing out at any time. Talk to a Meridian advisor today. Terms and conditions apply.
6:30 News Time, 10:56.
This is my favorite way to listen to radio. Listening to an actual radio receiver and rolling through the radio station frequencies I can receive. I'm outside. It's nighttime. The air is just alive, sizzling with AM radio waves. Nearly 90% of the population of the world listens to radio at some time during any given week. For many, it's their only connection to the world beyond where they live. It's true that in Canada, there is a portion of the population that does not listen to radio regularly or very often. Some of them, somehow, find their way into some of my classes in a college academic program for radio. This show is for them and for anyone else studying media who is not highly familiar with radio and for anyone who loves radio. Today, How to Listen to Radio, Part 1. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 4. For me, there is nothing like playing with the radio, especially at nighttime, outside, away from other electrical appliances or mechanisms. Let's start here, with an AM radio with a dial tuner. Not a digital tuner that advances by points or stops only on signals strong enough to trigger the scanning stop. No, I need to be able to roll through up and down every range of frequencies my radio can detect. You can find a cheap little radio that will do this for as little as $10 at a technology shop or a discount store. You don't find much choice in radios in traditional electronics chains anymore, but you can find all kinds of really cool actual radios with a whole range of features online. Second-hand shops also have an interesting find from time to time. The radio sound I'm bringing into this episode is being received on one of my favorite radios ever. It's my 1995 General Electric Super Radio. It receives AM and FM, has a smooth dial tuning knob, wideband fine-tuning for AM radio, controls to adjust treble and bass, a 6-inch mid-range speaker, and a 1-inch high-frequency cone, and, of course, a headphone output. What I can pick up over the air with this receiver sitting out in the backyard in Toronto on summer and fall evenings after dark is remarkable.
You're listening to one of the most iconic stations in the nation, an American original. Talk Radio 77 WABC and WABCRadio.com. From New York to the world. John Batchelor, 77 WABC.
This is Chicago's all-news station. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
WBBM News Time 10:05 Wednesday, October the 16th. Good evening, I'm Bob Conway.
News updates at the top and bottom of the hour.
When you need to know on Twitter.
And breaking news when it happens. This is News Radio WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
Welcome to the Missouri Lottery Cardinals Clubhouse Show on KMOX. Sponsored by First Mid Bank and Metro Lighting. Numbers don't lie. Get the box score of today's game at Cardinals.com.
I'm Don Huff, WBZ Boston's News Radio.
Nightside with Dan Ray. What's your take? Call 617-254-1030 or 888-957-9570. 9 to 9, 10:30. The News Watch never stops on WBZ News Radio.
Buffalo, Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and on, radio from hundreds of kilometers away. Some nights, these signals are crystal clear for short periods. Other times, there's a struggle with the noise of too many other signals on the same frequency or too close. But it's remarkable to me what comes through. There's a joy to listening to the radio and playing with the dial. I don't know what I'm going to hear next. It's fascinating to hear what comes out as I slowly turn the tuning knob. The things that actually come out of the radio, in the order they are actually being broadcast at that moment, here I go.
Second, delaying gratification is usually a safe choice. For example, though a person may be eager to buy a car, it's wise to shop around for the best deal.
Stop this. I have to let it go.
Oh, no, no, it's too late. You're burning in hell.
No, that's happened.
To a cross willingly, that he was crucified, buried him, and 3 days later he rose. If you can believe that and say, Lord, I believe it, save me, I want to be saved, he will do it just like that.
Yes. Two radio stations broadcasting Christian faith programming with a hot talk station in between. You can't make up this juxtaposition. It's really happening. All right, it's true. I'm largely focused here on radio stations that are coming in from the United States. AM radio stations in Canada decrease their transmitting power at night after sunset because of an old international convention. I can still pick up plenty of Canadian stations at night, certainly all of the Toronto area stations, historic names like CFRB, now known as News Talk 1010, and other contemporary iterations such as 680 News, Global News Radio AM 640, Zoomer Radio AM 740, two local sports stations, half a dozen stations broadcasting music or talk in a variety of language, and the CBC AM French language station. And the station's not too far away from Toronto, whose signals are not as strong at night. 610 CKTB from St. Catharines, CHAM Funny 820 from Hamilton, heard in the opening montage, 900 CHML from Hamilton. Most of the Toronto stations are sampled frequently in this podcast series through all three seasons so far. What's always interesting to me is how radio gives me access to what's happening, what people are talking about, what's news, how people talk about things in other places. I carry a small portable AM/FM radio with me everywhere I travel in the world. I need to hear what places sound like exemplified through radio. Listen to this. Originating in San Francisco, California, and picked up here in my backyard on WJR Radio from Detroit.
I don't have to read any more. Most of you already probably stopped listening after the first sentence. If you listened to any of it, you said it was fake news because it's not good for the president. I disagree with you. What's good for the president is the truth, because that's what's good for America. The truth is good for America. And he made a huge error. And don't call me on it. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't want to talk to you anymore about it. Most of you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
This guy apparently has something like 11 million listeners across the United States. Here's a promo from a show called Coast to Coast AM. It's on more than 500 radio stations.
Coast Insiders, the new version of the Coast to Coast AM app, is now available for iPhone and now Android 4.0 and above. Listen live or on demand anywhere, anytime. Go to coasttocoastam.com and download it today.
Coast to Coast AM is carried on News Talk 1010 in Toronto, but I picked up this promo on one of the three other stations I can sometimes get here that also carry the show. This sample is coming in from Cleveland. If you're studying radio or other forms of media, you likely need to be able to capture radio, to record some, to use in class or to analyze in an assignment. There are lots of ways to do that. Most of the audio I'm using in this episode is being received on my GE Super Radio. I have a patch cord running from the headphone output of the radio to the line input of a digital audio recorder, an H2 Zoom. I can transfer the audio from the Zoom recorder to my audio software by connecting it to my computer with a USB cable. Sometimes I just pick up something with the mic on my phone. Not great for quality, but for quick response to something I'm hearing. You might even have a boombox, one of those old compact stereos with a cassette recorder built in. Hit record, and it's recording whatever you are hearing on the radio. Or you could put a tuner through a board and record, or connect it to a laptop. Sure, there are also many other ways to listen to radio. Online streaming and apps, TuneIn, MyTuner, Radio Player Canada, iHeartRadio. But that's a very different experience, without a real-time rolling tuner dial, so I have to decide to go to a particular station. There's something to be said for the discoveries one can make there, too, but that's for another episode. For this time, it's all about using an actual radio receiver and tuning through the signals to listen to what comes in. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.